The earthquake around 10:45 a.m. was about 3 miles beneath the Appalachian Trail in a heavily wooded area in Garrison. The Lamont Doherty Cooperative Seismographic Network placed the 2.5 magnitude earthquake's epicenter a few miles north of Peekskill in Westchester County. Nano Sieber is a research professor with Columbia University's Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory in Palisades in Rockland County. He says the small quake was not along any fault lines.
The Hudson Highlands is a belt of old, we call it crystalline rocks, meaning very old rocks that are part of the North American, quote-unquote, basement. And so these rigid crystalline rocks seem to have a concentration of earthquakes.
He adds,
now, the other important issue is that there is a fault, it's a very old fault, which bounds these rocks toward the southeast, toward the highly populated region. And this fault is called the Ramapo Fault, and there is a concentration of earthquakes near this fault. And of course, this is a great concern because there is a nuclear power plant as well on this fault.
That nuclear power plant is Buchanan-based Indian Point, which sits along the Hudson River within viewing distance of Peekskill. Jerry Nappi is spokesman for Indian Point parent Entergy Nuclear.
You know, 2.5 is actually more than 10,000 times below what Indian Point is built to withstand. So, in other words, Indian Point can withstand an earthquake that has 10,000 times more energy than that release from a 2.5 Richter level earthquake.
And he adds,
this particular event this past weekend was at such a low level that it didn't trigger our seismic monitors to record the event.
Sieber says earthquakes like the one in Garrison likely occur about 5 to 10 times a year throughout the Hudson Highlands, and just as likely are not felt. He says, although small, there should be concern, not alarm, about the proximity to Indian Point.
You know, I am concerned, let's put it that way. However, on the other hand, there's no place on Earth where you are absolutely free from earthquakes.
He says it is then Indian Point's job to mitigate earthquake risk. In May, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission issued a priority list for nuclear power plants when it comes to detailing earthquake risk, requiring more analysis about seismic risk from a number of plants, including Indian Point and Pilgrim in Massachusetts. The required reevaluation of seismic risk follows the March 2011 Fukushima nuclear accident in Japan. Sieber says, as a seismologist, the earthquake is a bit puzzling.
There is significant earthquake hazard in these areas. Now, when you combine that with the fact that we actually know much less about these earthquakes, in part because there's fewer of them, so we can't, you know, there's not much to study, let's say, the hazard is kind of increased by the fact that we can't say much about it because we don't understand basically why these earthquakes occur.
Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.